You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Job chapter 36, and we'll be reading from the Contemporary English Version. Elihu said, "Be patient a while longer. I have something else to say in God's defense. God always does right, and this knowledge comes straight from God. You can rest assured that what I say is true. Although God is mighty, He cares about everyone and makes fair decisions. The wicked are cut down, and those who are wronged receive justice. God watches over good people and places them in positions of power and honor forever. But when people are prisoners of suffering and pain, God points out their sin and their pride, then He warns them to turn back to Him. And if they obey, they will be successful and happy from then on. But if they foolishly refuse, they will be rewarded with a violent death. Godless people are too angry to ask God for help when He punishes them. So they die young in shameful disgrace. Hard times and trouble are God's way of getting our attention. And at this very moment, God deeply desires to lead you from your trouble and to spread your table with your favorite food. Now that the judgment for your sins has fallen upon you, don't let your anger and the pain you endured make you sneer at God. Your reputation and riches cannot protect you from distress, nor can you find safety in the dark world below. Be on guard. Don't turn to evil as a way of escape. God's power is unlimited. He needs no teachers to guide or correct Him. Others have praised God for what He has done, so join with them. From down here on earth, everyone has looked up and seen how great God is. God is more than we imagine. No one can count the years He has lived. God gathers moisture into the clouds and supplies us with rain. Who can understand how God scatters the clouds and speaks from His home in the thunderstorm? And when God sends lightning, it can be seen at the bottom of the sea. By producing such rainstorms, God rules the world and provides us with food. Each flash of lightning is one of His arrows striking its target, and the thunder tells of His anger against sin." Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your word, and we thank You for the privilege of being able to look at this portion of Scripture today. And Lord, as we look at this portion of Scripture, there are a variety of things that stand out from what Elihu speaks in these passages. But one of the things that catches my attention is this idea of the fact that You warn people to turn back to You, and that You rejoice in our repentance. Lord, we know that at times it can be very difficult for us to be willing to repent. It's much easier for us to go our own way and to pretend that there's nothing that we need to admit to You or confess to You. But Lord, You remind us in Your word that You rejoice in our repentance, and that something You want from our lives is that we would live in a continual state of being willing to be open and honest and authentic with You, recognizing that You love us, and recognizing that it is safer to come before You and to repent than to live year after year and day after day in willful, rebellious sin against You. Lord, Your Son Jesus Christ came to this earth to pay for our sin, and You showed us in Him the depth of Your love for us. So Lord, if there's something we're wrestling with, if there's something that we're trying to keep back from You, help us, Lord, to be willing to confess and admit those things before You, and to then move away from those things, relying on the strength that You supply us through faith in Your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we're grateful for Your help, and we're grateful for Your presence with us today. And we commit this day to Your care, and thank You for all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Have you ever felt conflict between your faith and feelings? If so, you're not alone. My name's Carly Mercouillard. I'm a licensed therapist and the host of the Therapy and Theology podcast, where we explore popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday as we fearlessly name the complexities of our reality, grow in the awareness of who we are, and rediscover the power and purpose of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. Subscribe today at lifeaudio.com.